Good morning, teachers and students. A reminder to all of us that we are nearing the end of another grading period, and that's going to be on Friday.
There are plenty of distractions in a high school classroom. The intercom, the talkative classmates, that kid crinkling the bag of Cheetos beneath his desk. But perhaps the biggest distraction of all can be found in the pocket of nearly every student. Cell phones. Students at Mount Edgecombe High School have noticed, and right now, junior Muriel Reed and senior Wolfstar Duran are collecting their classmates' phones in a cardboard box so they can conduct an experiment.
Put your phone in the box. We'll give it to you later, but
you actually have to give your phone up. So don't be like, oh, I don't got one. You do. It's in your pocket or wherever it is. You actually have to release the device.
They're testing to see if merely the presence of cell phones in the room affects cognitive ability. They were inspired by a study they read in their field research class. Reed says that in that study, which was conducted by researchers at the University of Texas, Austin, participants were instructed to take a test, some with their phones nearby and some without.
Students were able to have their phones on the desk, in their backpack, and out of the room, I believe. And the differences of their test scores relating to those.
The results? After testing 800 people, the participants fared better on the computer-generated tests when their phones were completely out of the room. When they were asked to place their phones in their bags or on their desks during the test, their scores suffered.
I brought up the article that I'd found to kids just to talk to them about the use of their phone. Like, let's all be reflective about how we use our electronic device and how it's making us think maybe differently. Mm-hmm. And then I had kids say, well, we should replicate that study.
Science teacher Chola Mall didn't plan to include this experiment as part of her curriculum. But her students took such interest, and they were adamant about one thing when it came to the cognitive tests: pencil and paper only.
The kids are like, well, we don't want to do this on the computer. And I was like, but we test you on the computer. You take all of your standardized tests, the MAP testing, the PEAKS testing, everything's on the computer, so we should do this on the computer. And they were like, no.
And they took it a step further.
I come back over there to them, and they're like, and I said, what are you doing? We're writing our own cognitive test, Miss Small.
Now, in several classrooms, students are taking the cognitive tests that Mall's students wrote. Some students think the presence or absence of their cell phones won't make a difference. MEHS is a one-to-one school, which means every student has a laptop. They're used to performing well academically while simultaneously using technology. But Reed and Duran think cell phones have a negative impact on a student's attention.
I feel like laptops in general are more of a work thing.
Also, the computers are less of a phone. Like, you can't have an Instagram or a Snapchat on your computer, and you can't get text messages. I mean, you can, but it won't beep or buzz, and bring your attention to your phone.
They'll go into classrooms again in a couple of days to conduct a second round of testing. Then they'll compare the results. They think they'll find data that's comparable to the study they read, but Mall says it's okay if they don't.
And then my students are like, well, what if there isn't? And I said, well, that's science, right?
Right.
I mean, it's okay no matter how it turns out. It's just the result. I think it's going to be a lesson for all of us in the end.
A lesson that might be easier to learn if we put our phones away first. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.